Friday morning under the International Bridge between Laredo and Nuevo Laredo, two Border Patrol airboats are being prepped for another day of cruising the Rio Grande. The agents are moving about unhurried. For over an hour, the boats sit idling. If there is a national emergency on the border, it's not evident here.
The national emergency is a made-up emergency by somebody that wants to fulfill a campaign promise. And is that really the way to go? My name is Mercurio Martinez III. I'm a city councilman for District 3, which encumbers most of the river here.
Martinez is only about 3 feet from the Rio Grande. The current is moving swiftly, and he says no wall is needed here.
That's your wall. A physical barrier is not going to help us. We have one. It's called the river. Look how wide it is. Somebody has to think twice to cross this river.
Which might be why, up until recently, the federal government has deemed that building a border wall in Laredo unnecessary. From this spot on the banks of the Rio Grande, we are in eyeshot of the pulse of Laredo. On one side, there is an outlet mall catering to shoppers from Mexico. Cargo is moving back and forth on International Bridges 1 and 2 and the rail bridge. This is the largest inland port in the nation. Trade defines the city with a population approaching 300,000.
And so commerce and business and banking are big in Laredo.
Carlos Flores is a Laredo lawyer and community activist. He says Laredo doesn't have the agricultural backbone of the Rio Grande Valley, so this city prospered by moving goods and providing services.
Laredo is on the one hand very conservative, very pro-business, and on the other hand, probably the most Mexican city in this country.
Flores points out that Laredo is also extremely proud of its American roots, which is expressed with its annual week-long celebration of George Washington's birthday. It's the nation's largest birthday party for the first president, which includes a parade, colonial cosplay, and a ritual on the International Bridge, which last month included Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. And while in Laredo, the San Francisco Democrat made clear her views about the presidential border emergency.
Since the president decided that he imagined or whatever the mythology of a crisis at the border, we say come see the reality of what happens here, trade, commerce, and the rest. So we do not see this as a declaration of an emergency.
Since Pelosi was in Laredo, the House and the Senate passed a measure overturning Trump's border emergency. And on Friday, Trump responded.
It is definitely a national emergency. Rarely have we had such a national emergency. Therefore, to defend the safety and security of all Americans, I will be signing and issuing a formal veto.
This is the first veto in the Trump administration, and Trump said the reality at the border demanded it.
Congress's vote to deny the crisis on the southern border is a vote against reality. It's against reality. It is a tremendous national emergency. It is a tremendous crisis.
So what is the reality at the border? Laredo resident Sergio Mora produces a podcast called Frontera Radio, and he says, yes, there are illegal crossings, but that is not new. That's been happening since there was a border. He says what's new is the politicization of the border.
We believe in strong borders. But I mean, when Trump came around and he started scapegoating illegal immigrants, and when he started blowing everything out of proportion, us that have lived here and worked here all our lives know that it is a blatant exaggeration, and it was the last straw when he declared the national emergency.
By his own admission, Trump declared the national emergency as a shortcut when Congress refused to fund his border wall. And while his veto might hold up against the Republican-controlled Senate, the emergency declaration will get held up in the courts. On Thursday, Earth Justice filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Rio Grande International Studies Center based in Laredo, challenging the presidential declaration. The suit argues that new sections of Trump's border wall are unnecessary and will have a dire impact on the communities and the environment along the border. In Laredo, David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.